following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
My name is Elbert Lewis Jr.
And I'm Alan McIntyre. And together we welcome you back to our show, Black on Black Commentary. And the intended audience for our show is the black community, yet others are encouraged and welcome to tune in. Each and every one of us has a unique bias when it comes to change or certain subjects. And I should warn you that the content of our program episodes is probably unlike anything you've heard coming out of the black community.
Again, I'd like to welcome you back and encourage you to keep an open mind and think for yourself. If you're not African American, we hope you'll listen in to our show as well. Our program is intended to educate our listeners and provoke serious thought. Each of our episodes will deal with a different topic of importance. Are you ready for some open and honest black on black commentary? Great, because it's time we talked.
Elbert, let's talk about employment. Let's talk about the employment gap, surplus workers, illegal immigrants. What's the impact?
Well, you have to understand the genesis of the problem. You know, I think this started back in the 30s with the Davis-Bacon Act. And what that did was it required contractors working for the government on government projects to pay the prevailing wage for all their workers. Now, before that, a lot of contractors hired skilled black workers. Sometimes they would even import them, you know, from southern states or wherever, you know, take them across state lines. But when that happened, when they passed this law, you know, back in the 30s, they're not going to pay black workers what they pay white workers, even if they're skilled. And that was sort of promulgated down through the state level and city levels. And that resulted in a lot of black men, especially in the trades, losing work.
And, black unemployment.
Absolutely. And that's had a detrimental effect in the black community, an employment gap that's been constant through the decades and generations. But now, also, they've compounded the problem, and they're letting illegal immigrants into the country.
Well, let's not say they. Let's say Obama and the Democrats have compounded the problem.
Because
they're the ones who are promoting this amnesty.
Well,
they're pushing this amnesty harder than anybody. And what is amnesty going to result in?
Okay, fine. But understand this. Reagan did the same thing in 86.
Terrible mistake.
Absolutely. And that was like putting a billboard up saying, come on over. You know, all you got to do is stay here for a while and we'll make you citizens. And I agree that Obama has done nothing to correct it.
Well, you have to understand.
If he cared anything,
you got to go beyond that. It's not about him doing anything to correct it. Mm-hmm. He's doing everything to destroy the black community economically, because what's going to happen is once you give amnesty to all these people, blacks already have a very high unemployment rate. Now you're going to introduce all these illegal immigrants. You're going to give them amnesty. What does that do to the black community? And my problem is
this. It creates a bigger unemployment gap.
Okay, but here's my problem. My fundamental problem with that is this here. Obama, supposedly this black president, has massive black support, yet he does this to him.
I agree. I simply don't understand his policy when it comes to illegal immigration. Because I remember the first time I took a trip to Washington, D.C., and I was shocked that all the hotel workers were all Hispanics. You didn't see any black people at all working in the hotels. That kind of surprised me.
You see that in Atlanta today.
Yeah, I imagine it's nationwide. But for a fact, there is no doubt that illegal immigrants are taking jobs that black people had previously. And if you combine that with the Davis-Bacon Act and jobs being taken overseas for even cheaper labor, that presents a huge problem.
What about Obama? Now, what about Obama wanting to raise the minimum wage?
I was just going to say that. Because you know that when you increase the cost of labor, then automatically you freeze out black people who may have lower skills than their white peers. And so, if
there's another aspect. Some businesses will go under as a result of increased minimum wage. But not only will they go under, some of them will go under, but some of them are going to have to cut back on the number of employees that they can maintain full-time and even part-time.
The Congressional Budget Office estimated that if this minimum wage package passes, it will help about 900,000 people lift them up, I guess, out of poverty. I don't know. But it's going to eliminate 500,000 jobs. Now, what sense does that make? You're going to put 500,000 people out of work so you can help 900,000 make a little more. That makes absolutely no sense to me. And I think a large percentage of those 500 people that lose their jobs, a large percentage are going to be African-American or other minorities. There's no doubt about it. So I don't understand this current administration's obsession with raising the minimum wage.
Well, they're trying to make the minimum wage a livable wage, and that is not what it was meant to be.
That's not their job.
Right. It's not their job.
That's every individual's responsibility. If you're not making enough money to feed your family, get another part-time job.
Or get a side hustle, or whatever you have to do.
Increase your education so you can get a better job. It's not the government's business to elevate you to the next level.
Absolutely. But it is your business. It is your responsibility.
Absolutely. And that brings up another point I like to make. You know, when I was going to school, when you graduated junior high school and going on to high school, you had a choice. You could go to a college-oriented academic school, a college preparatory school, or you could go to a trade school. I chose a trade school. I was fascinated with cars. I wanted to go someplace where I could learn about cars, be a mechanic or whatever. So I went to what they call the factory school. But that you don't have that anymore.
The good thing about that is that made you immediately employable.
Absolutely.
And these trades, we need to begin to go back to putting the emphasis on these trades because they provide it's about meeting practical, immediate needs. And for example, plumbers, electricians, and auto mechanics. We will always have a constant need for those.
And regardless of what skin color, black, white, green, or whatever, everybody's not suited to be a computer programmer or any other office type white collar profession. And in fact, I just heard some stats the other day that 43% of people graduating with college degrees, especially social science degrees, they can't find jobs.
Totally useless.
Right. They can't find jobs where their college degree is useful. They're working in jobs that don't require college degrees.
And speaking of social science degrees, yesterday I was having a conversation with my 17-year-old daughter who's going to be heading to university next year, and she wants to be a teacher. And I asked her, I said, well, you know, why do you want to be a teacher? She said, you know, I want to help students, blah, blah, blah. You know, that whole, almost that borderline give back mentality. And so, you know, I had to very quickly explain to her, first of all, you don't owe anybody anything. You know, it's not about giving back anything. I said, now, are you to be charitable? By all means. But it's not about giving back because nobody has given you anything to get to this point. You know, my daughter's ranked 46 out of a class of 562 kids now. She's moved up. She was last at 50-something.
She'll chip off the old block? Is that what you're saying?
She gets a lot from me. but
enough,
you know,
about that.
but like I told her, I said, look, sweetheart, I said, I have to let you know, you're going to need a double major. You're going to need a secondary major. And it's probably going to be your primary source of income. I said, because as a teacher, if you want to major, she wanted to major in education. I said, you're not going to make any money. I said, what's going to happen is you're going to graduate, you're going to get a job as a teacher, and you're going to come home, and you're going to open up that first check, and you're going to realize you're going to barely make ends meet. And I said, then you're going to be disappointed because you're going to realize you worked all week. And you were able to pay your bills and whatnot, take care of the necessities, but you don't have any money left over for leisure or to invest and do things like that. And I said, you know, and there's a few other variables that I talked about, but I told her, I said, now, you need to find you something that you can major in that's going to make you wealthy. I said, make no bones about it. I said, you need to make sure that you major in something that's going to give you the ability to live the lifestyle that you want to live.
Mm-hmm. That's fine, but we need teachers.
Oh, yeah, we do. But we have an abundance of teachers, and the majority of them, I don't think, are probably even doing a very good job anyway.
Well, that may be the point. But as far as finding a profession or a goal or a job that's going to make you wealthy, that's not necessarily the goal. She might be different than you. She might be someone who is willing to forego the wealth and have this mission because she might look at what's happening in the schools today and want to be part of the solution. So, I mean, you can encourage her, but don't totally discourage her from being a teacher, because we do need good teachers, and especially in the inner city schools, we need really good teachers.
Let me tell you why good teachers don't matter very quickly. I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, they do matter.
They really don't, because regardless of how good the teacher is, the teacher's union and this whole Common Core agenda totally negates how good a teacher is. And that's another subject for another show, but, you know, I just wanted to throw that out.
I don't see that lasting very much longer. But let's skip to another subject, right? And that's the problem with the criminal justice system and all the blacks that have felonies, you know, with the drug dealing and everything. That's another problem in the black community, because they come out of prison with felonies on their records, can't get jobs. I mean, what do we do? Because it seems to me if we as black people are not going to be the entrepreneurs that hire our own people, what's the solution to all these people coming out of prison with these felonies?
I have a very simple solution. It is so simple, but for some reason I don't think that people are necessarily interested in this solution.
I am. Let's hear it.
Well, yeah, you are, and I am. But the simple solution is mandatory vocational training. If you're going to be there, stop letting these guys sit around idly and waste their time.
Absolutely. You know,
mandatory vocational training, life skills training, and faith-based ethics training.
And you don't get out until you graduate one of these programs.
Absolutely. No, you should have to graduate all three of those programs.
Right.
Because a lot of these people are there because they are morally depraved. And that's the reason why I threw in this faith-based ethics training. Mm-hmm. You know, that has to be part of this whole thing, because you got to get these people in the right mindset to be reintroduced in society.
Right.
So they understand that they have to be a functioning part, that they can no longer be in society and cause problems.
I agree with that 100%, because it's foolhardy to lock them in a prison with nothing to do except lift weights and congregate and separate into gangs.
They become better criminals.
Right, and then send them right back to the
community. It's a breeding ground for criminal activity.
So,
when they come out, what do they know? Criminal activity.
Right, how to be better criminals and how to prey on them. Basically, their own people.
Well, what about the black community's failure to produce professionals with regard to modern technology?
Well, think about it. You know, and I've heard a lot of people on Black Talk Radio say, things would be a lot better if we had our own country. If something like that.
I hate that separatist mentality.
I know, but think about this. But think about this. What if a miracle happened and a state or a large tract of land was set aside out west somewhere, and this would be a separate black state?
I wouldn't want to live in it.
Good point. It would be an instant third world country, because the
Absolutely.
Black community doesn't create or produce enough professionals, doctors, lawyers, nurses, engineers, to service our own community.
And whatever we did produce, it would be consumed purchasing from the state that we
That's
just
right.
separate there, ourselves from.
There wouldn't be the agricultural base. There wouldn't be the manufacturing base.
And you know why? You know why? Because you would have so many people saying, I ain't getting out there working in that field. And, and you know, I ain't about to slave in this factory all day, because that work ethic has gone away.
And so that comes back to the fact that black people have to understand, to participate fully in this society, you're going to have to rise up to the standards of this technological society. You cannot go to...
So we've got to get away from these social science degrees and
Absolutely.
Stuff like that. Because I was watching a video of Dr. Thomas Sowell recently, and he brought up that point about how when you compare black and white incomes, on the surface people say, whites make more than blacks. But when you compare black and white incomes when they were educated in the same areas, then all of a sudden you saw that they were parallel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, too often we want to major in the wrong things, if you will.
Right.
Albert, there's something I just got to say. And, you know, I'm thinking about what we're discussing here.
Yeah.
And I think too often so-called black leaders want to focus on what they call social justice in order to level the playing field. I think it would be in their best interest to focus on technological and vocational development in the black community.
Absolutely.
And if they did this, I think everything else would take care of itself.
And I think there has to be a national movement in the black community to stop this ridiculous idea that if you achieve academically or vocationally, that you're acting white. Yeah, because the black community has to
that's
start.
That's insulting.
I know. We have to start encouraging and nurturing those talented black kids and helping them to move up in the world, because eventually they're going to be the ones that are entrepreneurs or are the managers or the CEOs that's hiring people.
Hey, and I'll simply flat out say mimic successful white people.
Absolutely.
Why not? And, you know, and it's time that these kids begin to talk a certain way. It's time that they pull their pants up. It's time, you know, it's time they do a lot of things that this younger, this millennial generation refers to as acting white. Hey, if acting white keeps a belt around your waist, mm-hmm. and your pants above your behind,
and keep your grades up for your
then by all means, act white.
Because they're the future. They have to understand that they are the future of their community, their race, however you want to phrase it. And they have a responsibility to achieve as much as they possibly can.
Well, Albert, I think that the things that we have been talking about here today are the very things that can begin to give the younger members of the black community hope for the future.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. As long as they understand they are the future and it's up to them to make it come true.
And the time is now.
Absolutely. Time's a wasting. Give us some thought. And together, perhaps we can all ensure our country's future history and have it be something we can be proud of.